Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Good morning, everyone. History was made in the NFL last night. Jeff Beresford Howe, our one-man tailgate party, is in the studio to talk about it. Yes, so last year it was the Miami Dolphins with the worst record in football, but this year the Detroit Lions can't even... I mean, the Dolphins can't even hold a candle to the Lions, who did what yesterday?
Lions got destroyed by the New Orleans Saints, and they have a chance to become the first team in the history of the league to go 0-16.
They're 0-15 now. The Saints beat them 42-7 in an absolute drubbing. Now, are they just doing this so they get a better position in the draft?
No. In fact, whether they win next week or not, they're going to go to Green Bay and play the Packers. Whether they win next week or not, they are the worst team in the league. They get the first-round draft pick. The game means nothing except avoiding the humiliation of going 0-16.
How demoralizing. I mean, just what Detroit needs.
Well, you know, this has been going on in Detroit for generations. I mean, this shows the weakness of the system where there's no relegation like in European soccer. A family can take a team and run it into the ground for generations, and that's what's happening in Detroit.
Now, unlike some other NFL cities, the Tigers are or aren't having attendance problems like some other teams
are
having.
You mean the Lions?
I mean the Lions. Excuse me, the Lions.
Tigers would be baseball.
The Tigers are baseball, right?
Yeah.
Is there a chance that this franchise would move? Certainly that's been the case in a lot of other cities.
Not as long as the Ford family owns it, obviously. Right. I mean, they would never do that. The NFL makes so much money from television and media that all the teams are profitable all the time, no matter how many people come to their games. So, no.
But this is a failure of the NFL principle of sharing talent that, as we saw with the Miami Dolphins last year, they had a terrible record, but now they're going to possibly make the playoffs.
And the reason is that they brought in Bill Parcells and he knocked some heads together and started hiring good people. I mean, the Lions never do that.
And you said they're owned by Ford.
Yes, the person, not the company.
And I guess what should they do next year? I mean, do they get another coach? What do fans think? Do they think this is kind of funny that it's gone 0-15?
The fans are angry and frustrated,
yeah, sure,
and
they're
voting with their feet. They don't go to the games anymore.
And if there was a halcyon moment of the Detroit Lions, what would it have been?
George Plimpton playing quarterback and writing Paper Lion.
Right. The Lions, I mean, I lived in that nexus, Route 94, 96 between Detroit and Chicago, and I was always a Bears fan. And it used to be that the Lions were competitive in that whole Midwestern set of leagues, both NFC and AFC. They haven't been competitive, though, really in years.
They haven't been competitive since the 70s, and even in the 70s, they were a pretty good team, but they were never in the league's upper echelon. This is a franchise that it's one of the worst franchises in professional sports in terms of management.
And there's an irony there, which is I also have a group of diehard fans who stick with the team every year, unlike in some other places.
Every NFL team does, but their number of diehard fans is going down every year. It's like the number of people who buy Detroit cars. It's still enough to make some money, but it's not working.
Well, is the NFL dissatisfied with how the team management is handling this, and would there be some sort of pressure for a change, or do they have autonomy here?
They essentially have autonomy. The NFL can't really make them do anything. The one thing they can do is what baseball did to the Cincinnati Reds when they were unhappy a few years ago. They can strip them of the marquee game and take them out of Thanksgiving.
They're already probably going to be taken out of Thanksgiving. There's a lot of talk about that. Jeff Beresford Howe, thanks for joining us, our one-man tailgate party who consults with us about everything sports. A Detroit 0-15 record, first in NFL history.